This episode of the MGMA podcast is brought to you by Walmart Business. It's the Walmart you love, now for business. Get everything you need for your staff and patients in one place. Enjoy big savings on health and safety products, cleaning supplies, over-the-counter medications, and much more. And don't forget the break room snacks. Create a free account today and start shopping at business.walmart.com. That's business.walmart.com. Introducing First Call Triage, your ultimate remote medical staffing solution. With their office hours nurse triage line, front office services, including appointment scheduling and insurance verification, and back office services, managing medication refills and prior authorizations, First Call Triage can streamline your practice's operations. Plus, their remote patient monitoring and chronic care management ensure comprehensive patient care. So make the right call. First Call Triage is the first and only call you need for efficient, cost-effective, and high-quality medical staffing. So visit their website at firstcalltriage.com to revolutionize your practice. Again, that's firstcalltriage.com. Well, hi everyone, this is Daniel Williams, Senior Editor at MGMA and host of the MGMA Podcast Network, back with co-host Colleen Luckett, editor and writer at MGMA. Colleen, what is happening?
Hi, everyone. We have some exciting stuff. I don't know if it's good exciting or bad exciting. I'll let you all be judged. But right. So first up, we have a story about Kaiser Permanente, but not the data breach. So everyone probably knows about that unfortunate episode by now, that they are the biggest data breach now. But anyway, this one is different. So last Monday, April 22nd, Kaiser Permanente nurses left their hearts in San Francisco as they carried out a strike against the rapid integration of artificial intelligence in healthcare. So despite Kaiser Permanente's position as an early adopter of AI, rigorously testing its tools for safety, accuracy, and equity, the nurses have expressed significant concerns. They argue that critical aspects of their roles, such as patient education and intricate care preparations, are overlooked by automated systems like the Epic EHR, which adjusts nurse staffing based on real-time charting. Now, KP insists that their AI initiatives, such as their advanced alert monitor, are designed to enhance patient care. This program is one that analyzes electronic health data to tell nurses about potential severe declines in patient health. They report that it saves around 500 lives annually, which is good, obviously. But despite these advancements, the nurses argue that AI can't replace the essential human element in healthcare. They're particularly wary of AI systems leading to potential misjudgments in critical situations, such as a chatbot incorrectly handling emergency symptoms. As one oncology nurse at Kaiser Permanente Fresno said, "We are the providers at the bedside. We know how to take care of patients best. No algorithm can tell us." KP remains committed to the thoughtful integration of AI, they say, emphasizing that their physicians and care teams are always at the center of decision-making with our patients, they said. But they say to aim to enhance the work environment and patient experience through AI and make sure that these tools are correct, unbiased, and generally, medical operations managers insist that AI will not be replacing nursing. Instead, it will help them do their jobs better. But as with any big change, facing the unknown can cause a lot of angst. The debate will rage on, but it's clear that the mindful intersection of technology and human-centric care is crucial. And I couldn't find any recent updates on that strike on the news, but we'll keep an eye on it and see how that develops. So back to you, Daniel.
All right. Thank you for that. This is so interesting. Everybody, we do these stories independently. I also have an AI story. It has a Kaiser Permanente flavor to it, and it's nice. totally different than this one. So many of you listening may know who I'm going to talk about. So I recently had Dr. Robert Pearl on the MGMA Insights podcast. We've also developed a pretty thorough article that you can go to our website and read the Q&A that I had with Dr. Pearl. Dr. Pearl is a thought leader in healthcare. He's an author. He's a podcaster. He's also, for 18 years, he was the CEO of Kaiser Permanente. And most recently, he has written a book, ChatGPT MD, How AI-Empowered Patients and Doctors Can Take Back Control of American Medicine. I had the opportunity to sit down with Dr. Pearl a couple of weeks ago. The podcast just aired this week, but it was just an eye-opening and fascinating conversation. He was very open that he had written two other books previously. It had taken him roughly 2 years to write each book, and he wanted to write a book on AI, and he decided he didn't want to take 2 years to write it, because by the time he had written it, all the AI would be changed. It would have already evolved exponentially the way that it's doing. So he wrote the book with AI. He explained to me in the interview how he fed all the information in there. They'd go back and forth. And I said, what was it like? And he said, really, it was like having a writing partner, a human being that you co-author a book with. They would go back and forth. He'd send in a prompt. AI would come back to with something for him. He wouldn't like what was in there. He'd rewrite it some. He'd send it back through. And it's like they were an editor and writer just going back and forth and back and forth. And just really neat. And I did want to leave you, y'all, with a couple of little, I guess, nuggets, if you want to call it that, since we're in Denver and the basketball team's here. But we will leave you with a couple of things that Dr. Pearl shared with me. So he, in talking about the impact of AI on healthcare outcomes, Dr. Pearl shares his insights on how AI technology and specifically ChatGPT can improve healthcare outcomes by empowering both patients and doctors. And he gave some really interesting examples where you could feed some information in there, get a diagnosis. And Colleen and I have talked about this before. It's not just accepting what's there. It is getting that diagnosis. Or if Colleen or I were to send a writing sample into ChatGPT, see what comes back out, and then with discernment, go through it with an editor's eye, but it can help you be more efficient with your job. One last thing I will just say, Dr. Pearl really discusses the concept of generative AI, its applications in healthcare, and he explains how this technology can unlock valuable data and provide accurate diagnoses and treatment recommendations. A little bit counterintuitive to some of those nurses at Kaiser that Colleen was talking about, but you know, that's just two ways of looking at the same topic. And I think Colleen and I have touched on this so many times, everyone. You know, you've got to be your own best judge. You can work with AI and allow it to help you do your job more efficiently, but you've also got to always bring that human element into it. Colleen, anything else you want to share before you take it away with the next article?
No, I absolutely agree. It has been such a help with the scripts, big time. Like you can put the whole thing into, you know, some of these AI platforms and get an article out of it. But as you say, it's, you know, you can kind of tell. Actually, I saw our editor, Chris Harrop, he tweeted something today about how doctors and reviewers are noticing when it's AI generated. So Right. You can kind of tell, you know, yeah, and he, really Chris said he loves to give those back when he reviews them, and it's his favorite thing. So, awesome. Yeah, you just have to monitor it, like you said, but it is definitely a help. I love it.
Yeah, same here.
So our next story is not Kaiser. We're moving on to Medicaid this time. So I saw some inklings on this on Twitter as well. So people are kind of getting the message, but new CMS rules are shaking things up for Medicaid. And while they aim to improve patient care and worker compensation, which is good, They also bring several challenges for you medical practice managers. I'd like to highlight four major areas of potential hurdles in this segment. So there's stricter appointment scheduling, increased financial oversight, maybe some administrative burdens, and also long-term planning is crucial. So that first one, stricter appointment scheduling. The rules mandate maximum wait times of 15 business days for routine care and 10 days for mental health and substance use services. This could require significant changes to how appointments are scheduled and managed, potentially straining current systems. The next one, number two, is increased financial oversight. So there's direct compensation requirements. At least 80% of Medicaid home and community-based services payments must now go directly to service providers rather than covering administrative overhead. This shift might necessitate a restructuring of financial allocations within your practices. Also, transparency in payment rates. States are now required to publicly post provider payment rates and compare them to Medicare rates every 2 years. This increased transparency means practice managers will need to closely monitor these publications to ensure their billing rates are competitive and compliant. Number three, administrative burdens, the tough part. I mean, really tough part. Compliance with new standards. Adhering to these new rules means keeping up with more detailed reporting and compliance requirements, which could add to the administrative workload. So be aware of that. Beneficiary advisory committee requirements. The establishment of new advisory committees to provide feedback to state Medicaid programs might also require practices to engage, you know, more with state regulations and feedback mechanisms, potentially adding more complexity to the operations. And then last but not least, your long-term planning. So there's grievance process for HCBS. So with states required to have a grievance process for all home and community-based services participants, practice will need to ensure they have adequate processes in place to handle complaints and issues efficiently. And then future financial reporting requirements. Looking ahead, states will need to report on the percentage of Medicaid payments spent on compensation to direct care workers, which will require practices to maintain precise and auditable financial records. I think I've covered the gist of it, but always keep in touch with MGMA and we'll try to help you make sense of it if you need that. Yeah. But back to you, Daniel.
For sure. Yeah, that was comprehensive. Thank you for sharing that. I'm going to go on a lighter note. As many of you know here, I attended the financial conference in San Diego last week. Still getting my sea legs back. I've been back several days, but you know, it's just so much, you know, kind of climb a mountain, so to speak, when you go to these events. And so now I'm playing catch up all week, but there was one part of this, you know, event that I just really, really loved. And that was our closing keynote speaker. That was Andrew Tarvin. He's a renowned comedian. He's a humor expert, and he works specifically with corporate clients, businesses, helps them interject humor into the workplace, including he gave us a suggestion of one of his clients who started giving knock-knock jokes to start a business meetings. But I wanted to share some of the bullet points. I took some notes from that. So one of the things that Tarvin said was incorporate humor into daily life. You can share a joke or funny story with a friend or a colleague. Another is practice active listening. Respond with humor using the yes and mindset. He went into a lot of detail on this where somebody might share something with us, like when Colleen was talking about the Kaiser Permanente nurses saying they know better than AI. I could have said, yes, but Colleen, their former CEO, but instead we brought in a yes and. So it's more inclusive. So you build on what was previously said. So you say, yes, Colleen, that's really interesting about what those nurses at Kaiser are doing. And I had the opportunity to speak with the former CEO from Kaiser, and he talked about AI and just using some of those tools there as well. So I love that part of it. And then one of the other things is that Andrew Tarvin spoke about was reflect on experiences, find the humor in experiences. Earlier, I mentioned that he talked about bring one of the CEOs that he, it was a client of his. He would bring up knock knock jokes, and they were really bad. He was even explaining to us, everybody groaned a little bit. But what he did was he brought in the human element to it, and he said his two young children love knock knock jokes. And so then he said, and here's two that they just shared with me today. And then everybody, it's in context at that point. And it humanizes this executive who people were a little bit scared to talk to. But he said that after bringing in that human element, after sharing some of these really corny knock-knock jokes, but couching it in the idea that they were brought in through his children, that he actually had two employees who had always been kind of scared to ever come up and talk to him, met him after the meeting and said, hey, we've got some knock knock jokes we want, you know, you might want to share with your kids. So it had that real human element there. So just wanted to share that. And if anybody listening was at the show, because I know several of you came up to me and said you listened to the MGMA podcast, I just want to thank you for listening. And I want to it was great getting to meet you there. And just wanted to tell everybody, these live events, these face-to-face events, it's just such a great way, not only to get information about how to do your jobs better, but you also can network and you get to meet your peers there. And then you have a really good opportunity to share ideas. Hey, we're having this staffing challenge. We're doing this and this and this, and it's still not working. And then maybe that peer can say, hey, we had that same problem. Here's something we did with it that did work. And so you can really build on that. So I just wanted to throw in one last comment about the show that was, and then one forward-thinking one. We have the operations conference in Chicago at the end of the month. And as we always do, we'll provide links for both of those. Colleen, I have gone on way too long. Take this to the finish line.
Well, in taking note, I'm going to expand on what you just said, yes, and ask you if it's okay if I share my favorite knock-knock joke.
Please do.
For a second. Okay. All right. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow.
Boo! That's stupid.
That's a good one.
All right. Let's finish it off. This week's show, let's finish it off with a stat poll from last week, actually. So we're going to tackle this critical topic again that's still on the minds of healthcare providers everywhere, the aftermath of the Change Healthcare cyber attack and its continuing effects on electronic health records and revenue cycle management. So as most of you know, just to recap, the February cyber attack left a significant mark, disrupting the near universal systems that providers depend on, pushing many organizations to revert to manual and offline processes. As the recovery progresses with 80% functionality restored since the February attack, the need for really strong, well-documented plans for EHR and RCM downtime is clear. So our MGMA stat poll from last week, that was April 24th, it revealed the current state of preparedness within the MGMA medical community. And only 29% of medical groups reported updating their EHR or revenue cycle system downtime protocols in the past year, as opposed to 61% who have not made any updates, highlighting a significant gap in readiness. Another 9% were unsure. So during a recent MGMA member exclusive webinar titled Crisis Averted, Effective Downtime Protocols for Your Revenue Cycle Operations, MGMA consultants Kim Tolliver, President and CEO at Medical Revenue Cycle Specialists, and Taya Gordon, Chief Revenue Officer at H4 Technology, discussed how these disruptions have prompted many practices to take a fresh look at their runbooks. The webinar emphasized the necessity of understanding each component of the revenue cycle operations affected by clearinghouse disruptions, from pre-visit services like eligibility checks to claims preparation and payment processing. Alternative solutions such as secondary clearinghouses, manual transmission options, and payer portal transmissions were discussed as crucial backups. And the webinar has some practical strategies to make sure your practice can continue to operate effectively during unexpected disruptions, with a focus on proactive planning, robust documentation, and the implementation of stackable technologies to enhance resilience against future cyber threats. And this presentation is available to MGMA members on demand, and we will add it to the show notes here, of course, as well as the stat poll results article in the show notes. So check those out. And hey, you can always make our data more robust by engaging as a participant. You can sign up by texting STAT to 33550 or visit mgma.com/stat. And you can go there to see all of our past polling if you need to use it in your presentations or anything you would need that for. We have tons of great stuff there for you. And that is it for me this week. Daniel, back to you.
Yeah, this has been a fun show to do. And I will remember that knock-knock joke. All of you, you have a knock-knock joke. You can share with your family, friends, neighbors, strangers.
It always gets a laugh, I'm telling you.
That's for sure. So with that said, look for the episode, all the links in the episode show notes. That's all for me. Colleen, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
The popular buzzword we've been seeing everywhere is AI. But what we all want to know is how we can implement and use it to our advantage when it comes to improving margins, accelerating cash flow, and optimizing staff performance. There's a one-stop shop using cloud-based predictive analytics. MGMA Analytics is your AI-enabled tool that upscales technology you've already been paying for, so you can silo your disparate systems and make data-backed business decisions. Visit mgma.com/analytics and see how AI can revolutionize your finances and operations. Again, visit mgma.com/analytics today.